There are choices we make every day of our lives. Some mundane, some dire. And with choice, there comes consequence. But there is nothing to fear so long as you choose wisely. Wrong or right, the truth will be determined on the Bray Scales. Let's begin, shall we? Today, we're going to bring you somewhere that you shouldn't be. A place that you have been denied entry all your life. We bring you to the Teacher's Lounge.
Thank God. I swear, the closer we get to spring break, the longer classes seem to go.
I wish our lunch break seemed longer. What's on the menu today, Ms. Roberts?
Ew, stop. I hate it when teachers call me that.
But it's your name.
We're supposed to be peers, right? We should be talking to each other like normal adults.
All right.
All I hear when someone says, "Miss Roberts," is an annoying teenager giving some lame-ass excuse for not having his homework or asking for an extension on an essay.
I get it.
It's awful.
Christy, calm down.
I'm sorry. I got a little carried away there.
It's fine. Eat your lunch. Maybe you're cranky because you're hungry.
Maybe.
You know, sometimes they are funny.
Who?
The kids. You know Jamie, right? Junior, 6'5", on the basketball team?
That kid's an idiot.
I thought so too. But we were talking about force and why magnets are attracted to each other. And he explained it to his partner using an analogy of when you got the munchies and you're near a Taco Bell. There's nothing that can stop that force. The whole class is cracking up. You're not laughing.
What's funny about a student encouraging illicit activity and disrupting learning time?
Christy, lighten up. That's just where they are right now in life. They're thinking about eating, sleeping, and banging.
I don't want to think about my students banging.
Fair. But if you can get them to at least engage in the content by connecting it to their lives, you gotta be doing something, right?
I don't need to pander to them.
We're not all as good of teachers as you, Christy. Hell, pandering is my go-to move.
Why?
I think about what would have worked on me when I was 16. I wanted someone to talk to me on my level. I mean, I was super disruptive when I was their age.
I was a model student. I did all my homework. I answered questions during class.
Okay, so you weren't a wild child. But you're telling me, Christina Roberts, that you never had any imperfections in your teen years?
Well...
Don't hold out on me.
My final paper junior year, it was a brilliant piece on the Great Gatsby, and my teacher, Miss Green, she was a piece of work, she gave me a friggin' C. She had some BS reason about how I didn't prove my thesis, but really, she was just a bitch who didn't want me getting all A's.
And look now. That one C led you down a dangerous path that ruined your life forever.
You kid, but it could have. I fought Miss Green's decision tooth and nail.
How?
Made life in the classroom hell for her. I think I would have broke her, but we packed up and moved. I'm actually glad my dad was in the Air Force. I never had to spend more than 3 years with the same group of kids. And I'm pretty sure I would have murdered some of them if I'd stayed in one place for any longer.
When you became a teacher, you knew there would be kids involved, right?
Well, yeah, but I guess I just hoped that being a good teacher, I'd be able to inspire my kids to be good students, to be decent people, more like I was at their age.
I like the idea of a classroom full of little Christies.
It's nice, right? Everyone focusing on their work, having lively literary discussions.
Tormenting their teachers.
That was one time! Honestly, my kids are such punks this year. I'd settle for just one Christie. It would make the whole day so much better.
Hello, everyone.
Principal Yang.
Hey, boss man.
May I have a word with you, Miss Roberts?
I'll get out of your hair. I hope your classes go better this afternoon. Maybe one day you'll get a Christie.
What can I do for you today, Principal Yang?
There's no need to be so defensive. Every time I ask to speak with someone, they think they're in trouble. I guess that comes with the territory. Huh. Anyhow, you have a new student today in your fifth period. I just sent her towards your classroom.
This late in the year?
Army brat or something. Seems to be a nice lady. Shouldn't be any trouble. Her name's Tina.
Great.
Well, better be off then. Would hate to be late to class.
Yes, of course. I'm sure I'd never hear the end of it from my students.
Christy Roberts, age 30. A teacher who loathes children. Ms. Roberts will learn more about paradoxical circumstance than she was ever taught in school. What you are about to hear is combat between a woman and herself. An impossibility according to the laws of space and time, but a perfectly measurable happenstance for the grayscale.
All right, class, quiet down. Now, before we jump into small group discussions on last night's chapter of Animal Farm, I want to introduce a new student. It's Tina, right? Well, is it or isn't it?
It is.
Don't be shy, Tina. Would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself for the class? Maybe just where you're from, what you like to do?
I'm not really from anywhere. My mom's in the army, so I've lived in Germany, Japan, Tennessee, New York, and Hawaii. That's where we just moved from.
Were you on Fort Shafter?
Yeah, actually. How did you...
My dad was in the Air Force. We were on Hickman for a few years, but there was always a big barbecue on Fort Shafter every 4th of July. You guys had the bigger beach. But anyway, I'm sorry I cut you off. What do you like to do with friends, you know, for fun?
Honestly, what I enjoy most is just curling up at home with my cat and a good book. Oh, man, that sounds pretty boring, doesn't it?
No, that's not boring at all. I love reading. We've got some other readers in the class, right? Don't let them fool you. You are definitely not alone, Tina.
I especially like to read by the window when it rains.
It rains? Yes, I agree. Thank you, Tina. You seem to be a lovely addition to the class. Now, the rest of you note the questions on the board, write your answers quietly, and your final essay on the book is due next Friday, so you really need to make sure you are reading every night and understanding some of the bigger themes in the book. I'll get a copy of that book to you, Tina.
Oh, I've got a copy of Animal Farm at home. I've read it.
You have? Well, that's annoying. I guess states aren't really aligned with when certain books are taught, so...
I didn't read it in school. I read it at home. I was on a bit of an Orwell kick in sixth grade.
Sixth grade? Really?
Yeah, I liked books and animals, and I found it in my grandpa's basement. Seemed like a good fit.
And you enjoyed it when you read it?
Sure, I'm more of a 1984 fan, though, if we're being honest.
Wow.
You don't like that one?
No, it's just, I'm impressed is all.
Thanks. I think I can remember the plot enough to answer those questions. I'll have better thoughts once I go home and refresh myself on the details. Is that okay?
That's absolutely fine. Keep up the good work.
It's all I know how to do. I'm going to take my seat.
Of course, of course. Phone away, Jamie! How many times do I have to tell you?
I don't believe what you're saying. You sure you're not making up this student?
I'm sure. I finally got a good one.
I can't remember seeing you this cheerful, like, ever. It's like you're in love.
Zach, please.
What? I'm not saying you're in love with your student. You know what I mean.
Tina's so far ahead of her peers. They're reading dystopian young adult tripe, and she's reading The Rest of Us Just Live Here.
Right.
Patrick Ness? Come on, Zach. It's like the greatest satire of YA.
If you say so.
I do. I think I can make a real difference in her life. I know what it's like to move around a lot. It's hard to make new friends. Tina said she'd rather stay after class and talk books instead of going to her other classes.
Ah, so the difference you're making is turning her off of the sciences. Harsh.
No, that's not it. I told her she has to go to class.
Good.
So I gave her my number, and if she wanted to text about books later, at a more appropriate time.
Huh.
What now?
I don't think there is an appropriate time. You are her teacher, after all, not her friend.
Who says I can't be both?
I'm not gonna get into this, but that's a real fine line that you don't want to mess with.
Am I supposed to let her ruin her life with all the bad influences around here? She said Jamie wanted to show her around. I told her he was trouble. I helped.
I don't think you should be interfering. And what if someone saw you were texting?
Fine. You're so concerned, I'll delete the text right now. Will that make you happy?
Yes. What's the problem?
I can't seem to find my phone. I'll take care of it later. I gotta go back to my room.
What about lunch?
Don't feel like eating. All right, before you go, I know we're already pretty far ahead into our short story unit, but I finally finished grading your Animal Farm essays from a couple weeks ago. Pick them up before you leave. If you have any questions about them or are unhappy with your grade, feel free to stop by after school and we can talk about revisions. Phew, another day closer to break.
Miss Roberts?
Oh, Tina, come in. Did you finish Oryx and Crake yet?
Not yet. I'm actually here about the Animal Farm essay you passed back today.
Right, school. So, what's up?
You gave me a C-.
I didn't give it to you as much as you earned that grade. You're off to a good start. Would you like to revise it?
I don't understand why you gave me this grade.
I didn't give it. Did you look at my feedback and what you scored on each section of the rubric?
I read the book. And I wrote the 5-paragraph essay, just like you said.
Your main claim was that Snowball represented the United States, and that he was going to come back and save the farm, just like the U.S. comes and saves the day all the time.
Right. Like, that's what the military is for. I thought you'd get that.
This claim doesn't have any backing. We talked in depth about the allegory in the book. Napoleon represents Stalin in the 1940s. When the book was written, Stalin was still in power, so there's no historical reasoning to think that the U.S. was going to come in and save the day. And honestly, that didn't happen with Russia anyway.
Right, but we're talking about the book. Snowball could come back.
What makes you say that?
Because that's how I want things to be. Story should end happily.
You really need to have evidence to support your claim.
This grade seems out of nowhere. Do you not like me?
That's not it. It's right there in the rubric. You had full marks on organization and style, but you lost a ton of points on proving your claim with evidence. Why don't you let me help you revise it? We can find a new claim.
No, I don't think I will. I don't have time to waste on finding new evidence.
Tina, please! Can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message at the beep. Look, I don't know which one of you kids got my number, but this is starting to get ridiculous. It's 4 a.m. and I have to go to work in a few hours. I don't think this is funny at all. Do you hear me? Ugh!
Right. Who wants to read next?
I'm sorry I'm late. I missed my alarm.
So nice of you to join us, Miss Roberts. We didn't miss your alarm. Your phone was in your work desk, been going off all morning.
I'm sorry. I owe you one.
Jeez, you look like crap. What happened?
I just had trouble sleeping. Where are we?
We're reading aloud. It's Tina's turn at the moment.
Great. You can continue, Tina.
No.
Why not? You were doing so great.
We're reading a story together as a class, and I want to make sure everyone gets it. So if it's your turn, you should read.
Why don't you just read it yourself? We all know how you love to hear yourself talk.
Tina.
I can handle this, Zach.
But Christy.
Just go.
Fine.
I'm surprised and disappointed, Tina. I expect more from my students.
That's why you became a teacher, right? To have some crazy control over teenagers? Where you expect us to do ridiculous things just so you can be like, look at what my students did. I'm such an amazing teacher.
Where is this coming from?
You think you know everything about books. So you come here and make us listen to you because where else can you find an audience that is forced to pay attention? Think about it. Our future depends on our grades, and our grades depend on listening to you. Talk about self-involved!
No one would sign up for these crazy hours and little pay just to have people listening to them.
They would if they had no social skills. You practically shouted that to the classroom on my first day. You don't really know how to make friends, do you? You practically begged me to talk to you about what I was reading.
I'm writing a referral for this behavior and moving on. Jamie, would you please start reading where we left off?
Don't listen to her, Jamie. She's just going to tell you what to think and give you a C anyway.
Tina, that's enough.
I can't help but notice this classroom feels a lot like Jones's farm. Maybe the animals were onto something, chasing the idiot leader out of his space. How do they do it? Chanting? Students, good. Roberts, bad. Come on, guys! Let's start our own classroom without the tyranny of a narcissistic sadist. Students good! Roberts bad!
Students good! Roberts bad! Students good! Roberts bad! Students good! Roberts bad!
No! Stop it! You have to listen to me! Shut up! Just shut the fuck up!
Miss Roberts!
Principal Yang, this isn't...
Principal Yang... Help, I don't feel safe anymore with her. Help, please.
Roberts, my office now. Please tell me everything that has happened.
Look, I'm as lost as you are. Tina was my best student before today.
Not you. Go ahead, Tina.
I was so nervous my first day of school and... Miss Roberts seemed so nice. She told me I should come by after school sometime to talk about books. I thought she was just being friendly.
Go on.
She made me feel special, like she really cared about me. So when she first put me in contact with Jamie, I thought she wanted to help me make friends. But then she gave me some bags of pills to give him.
What?
What?
I thought you had to get stuff like that through your doctor. But then I thought maybe she was friends with the nurse and was just helping out. So I figured it was just me being stupid and insecure. But when he started shoving lots of cash in my bag between class, telling me I needed to give them to her and to just keep my mouth shut, I figured it was wrong.
Why are you doing this?
I told her I didn't want to do this anymore, and she told me to keep my mouth shut. She called my phone all throughout the night, harassing me. Check her phone records.
And how did Miss Roberts have your phone number?
She asked for it. At first I thought it was to talk about books, but I was so wrong.
I'll be needing to look at your phone, Miss Roberts.
This is absurd. She's just a little punk brat.
Security! I need two guards in here pronto. Also call the police.
Are you serious? Are you really having me arrested?
We can't risk having any sort of illicit behavior in our school.
Tina, you can still fix this. Tell them it's a lie.
But it's not a lie.
You're ruining my life. Why are you doing this?
I'm sorry, Miss Roberts. But I guess you don't always need evidence to support.
You bitch, you spoiled brat, I'll kill you!
Security!
What?
Get her
don't
out of here!
Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Let me go! Are you kidding me? She's a liar!
A hypothesis on wishes. If they are made in jest, then they will always become combustible. Or, if you prefer social studies, those who cannot learn from history are bound to repeat it. Christy Roberts, once promising student, former teacher, now fearful of her own reflection. If memory of our past self can lie, how can we know if our present is truth? A question to ponder. Homework assigned by the Grayscale.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcast, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit art service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Executive Producer Dylan James Amick, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Grayscale theme was composed by Isaac Jones. A Classroom Full of Christies was written by Katie Honig, directed by Andrew Terrence Caberline, and edited by Chelsea Rugg. The episode starred Madeline Calandrillo, Callan Prosterman, Trey Tatro, and Dylan James Amick, with Nate Betancourt as the voice inside your head. The Grayscale is available on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and join us on October 1st for our next episode. Here, I see a but. Need a Mexico's Nilarome.